Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. And again, thank you for being a member. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date, September 26, 1952, and the title is Mayor of Mule Vesa. Now, before we get started, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Let me know if you guys want me to pick a different series. I can release Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok for everybody else. Since I have Hopalong Cassie is ending come the 10th, and then you guys can get a different show. I have a lot of episodes of Hopalong of Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, So send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Let me know what you think, and we'll go with that. Let's get into it. And again, thanks for being a member, and I hope you enjoy.
The greatest name in cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talkin' cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Mayor of Mule Mesa.
Next time Mom asks you what you'd like to have her get you for breakfast, you know what to tell her. Now, you just ask her to pick up a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. It's easy to get Rice Krispies to talk. Just pour some milk or cream over them, and they'll start to snap, crackle, pop. Start tomorrow morning with a bowl of fresh, crisp, delicious Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Out where the pine-studded rim country drops down into the shimmering heat of the desert is a great shelf of grassland called Mule Mesa. This is the ranch of the kindly old man called the Mayor. And this is where United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles found one of their most dangerous adventures when they set out to visit the Mayor of Mule Mesa.
Mayor, I've been worried lately. I'm afraid that little mining claim of mine may be on your land.
And don't fret about that, Jim. You staked your claim all legal, and I got plenty of land for my cattle without worrying about your little piece.
Well, now that I hit a pocket of gold, I am worried, though. Well, what if my claim turns out to be illegal?
Jim, I'm glad you found gold after all your years of prospecting. And if it turns out your claim is on my land, well, I'll sell it back to you for $1 cash. How's that?
Oh, doggone it. No wonder everybody calls you the Mayor of Mule Mesa. I'll bet there ain't another man in the West as fair and square as you are.
Oh, I just like people. And I figure this land is rich enough for all of us. Now stop worrying, Jim, and head for the county seat and get your claim all straightened out.
I sure will. One more thing, Mayor.
What's that, Jim?
I got a good-sized bag of dust here that I took out of the claim. I suppose you could lock it up in your safe for a while?
Sure I can. But it'd be just as safe with you.
Well, I don't know. Down there in town, there's a bunch of rannies that'd think nothing of murdering a feller for a bag of gold half as big as this one.
Bill, if we don't get to a town pretty soon, I'm going to drop right out of this saddle and take me a siesta wherever I happen to hit the ground.
You won't find any towns for a while yet. But we can stop at the mayor's house and maybe spend the night there.
What kind of talk is that? How can you have a mayor without having a town for him to be mayor of? I mean, well, how come there's a mayor when there ain't no... Oh, I don't know what I mean.
This man's called the mayor because he takes care of everybody's troubles in this part of the country, Jingle. I just wish we had more like him in the West.
Well, I got a few troubles I wish you'd take care of. I'm hungry and I'm tired and I'm sleepy and saddle sore and dusty and sunburned. Oh, and I'm broke, too.
Sounds like you have too many troubles even for the mayor. Hold up. Ooh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Were them shots meant for us, Bill?
I don't think so. I didn't hear any slugs coming our way.
Well, the shots were right behind those trees.
Tie the horses. Let's sneak up and have a look.
Here we go again. Always somebody has to start something.
Don't make too much noise. I haven't heard a sound since the shots. No telling where he is.
Bill, I hear voices.
Yeah. Wait.
Now, don't shoot me again. I haven't done it.
Come on, stop stalling, you old coot. You left your plane with a bag of the stuff.
No, no.
You did, too. I've been watching you for days. Now, where's the gold?
Come on, Jingles.
Yeah, that ornery old varmint will kill the old man.
Come through with the gold, or I'll leave you for the buzzard.
I haven't done it.
Let's hurry.
Not so fast.
Bill.
Ow!
Jingles.
What's that?
Get up, Jingles.
Yeah, I tripped, Bill.
He ducked into those trees. He's running for his horse.
Let's get him. Bill, I'm here. I'm shot.
Jingles.
Say, Charlie, come over here. I got a little problem.
Well, what's the matter now, Slim? Somebody steal your Kellogg's Rice Krispies?
Heck no, it ain't as bad as all that. What I've been trying to figure out is which one of the little rascals are going to snap and which ones are going to go pop and which one of them's are saying crackle. Thought maybe you could help me.
Now, Slim, I'm afraid I can't help you any there, but I can tell you why they go snap, crackle, pop. The answer to that is that they want to let everybody know how fresh and crisp they are. Once you taste Kellogg's Rice Krispies, you'll see that they aren't just a kidding either. Yes, sir, Wranglers, those Kellogg's Rice Krispies are sure a treat. Now, if you've got a favorite kind of fruit or berry, try it on top of a bowl of Rice Krispies. Then I'll just bet you'll be saying it never tasted so good. Try that tomorrow morning. Be sure Mom gets you a package of Rice Krispies when she shops. Now let's sing our song. Are you ready?
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Remember to ask Mom real nice to get you a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
When Bill and Jingles stumbled onto what looked like a holdup, they determined to take a hand. But when Jingles tripped and fell down with a crash, the frightened bandit threw a storm of lead at them. During the shooting, Jingles shouted,
Bill! I'm hit! He got me!
Where'd he hit you, partner?
Oh, all over. Oh, what's he doing with his shotgun?
That was no shotgun. Here, let me have a look at you.
Oh, I'm full of buckshot, Bill. I can feel those hot little spots all over me.
You're not shot.
I'm not?
No, you're full of cactus thorns. Now climb out of that prickly pear bush and let's go.
Well, I'll be darned. I thought I was really shot.
Looks like our bandit got away from us. He jumped his horse and took off through the trees.
Ouch! Oh, these thorns hurt. Let's get the horses and go after him, Bill.
Let's go see the old man he was after first. Hey, down this way.
Oh, more cactus. I think I'd rather have the buckshot.
Watch where you're going. I don't get stuck.
But you didn't get between the bushes. I sort of, kind of overlap on both sides.
We're down the trail now. Here, over this way.
Hey, there you be. Over here, stranger.
Bill, he's been shot.
Yeah.
You fellas come along just in time.
I guess we did it that, old timer. You hurt very bad?
I got a crease across my ribs. But if he'd pulled that trigger again, I'd have had one plumb center. He was getting pretty mad.
Any idea who he was?
Well, I've seen him before. Drifter. Come through here a couple of days ago. A real thieving polecat if I ever seen one.
What did he want from you?
He wanted my... Hey, now, wait a minute. I don't know who you fellas are. You helped me out all right, but for all I know, you could be after something, too.
Well, right now, we're after the sidewinder that held you up, Pop.
Maybe I'd better introduce myself. Hickok's the name.
Hickok?
That's right. Wild Bill Hickok. And I'm Jingle.
Well, Dad, burn it, this is wonderful. I've heard the mayor speak of you many times.
You know the mayor, do you?
Well, sure I do. Don't know what the folks around here would do if it weren't for that fine old gentleman. Why, he's the one who's been taking care of my gold.
Your gold?
Yep, I struck it rich. Mayor's keeping a fortune in dust in his safe for me. That's what that polecat was after when he gunned me.
Oh, you're lucky we came along, too.
Hold it. That isn't one of our horses.
Up, you crowbait! Get up!
Well, who's that?
It's that Robin Gunslinger again. He doubled back.
Let's go get him, Bill.
Okay, Jingles. Can you ride, mister?
Sure. And my name's Jackson. Jim Jackson. But I ain't got no horse. Just got my two burros.
Why don't you round them up and meet us at the mayor's ranch?
Sure. We'll get our horses and see if we can catch that snake. I'm getting a little tired of dodging his lad.
Okay, you go ahead. But if you catch him, save him for me, will you?
Must be the place, all right. Slow down, you jughead. Whoa. There, look who's out in front. Mighty pretty little sage hen. I didn't know the mayor had a daughter. Whoa, there. Whoa, I said, whoa. Yeah, howdy, ma'am. I'm looking for the man they call the mayor hereabouts.
That's my father, Ed Martin. I'm Sally.
Yeah, my name's Daniels, Miss Martin. Duke Daniels. I sort of got some business to take up with your father.
Won't you come in? Lots of folks come here with business for father to take care of. I guess that's why he's called the mayor.
Yeah, you just lead the way, ma'am.
Right through here.
My business with your dad won't take very long, I don't think.
Do you know my father, Mr. Daniels?
Well, no, I've just heard about him.
I'm sure he'll be glad to help you. Here's his study. Dad?
Yes, Sally?
This is Mr. Daniels. He says he has some business to take up with you.
Well, come right in, Mr. Daniels. Glad to help if I can.
Yeah, you can, all right. I won't waste no words. You got some gold that belongs to an old prospector I met down the trail. I want it.
Jim Jackson?
Yeah, that's him.
He asked you to get it and give you a paper or something?
Nope. Just told me you had it. Now, he wouldn't have done that if he didn't want me to have it, would he?
He might.
I'm in a hurry, Mayor. Just hand over the gold.
Sorry, I've got to have some legal proof. That gold belongs to Jim Jackson.
It belongs to me now.
Dad, he's got a gun.
This is legal enough for me.
Watch him, Dad.
I'm watching him. Get out of the way, Sally.
Stay where you are. I want you both in front of this gun.
Run, Sally!
Blast you! Trip me, will you, so she can go for help, huh? I'll fix you.
Not without a fight, you won't.
Don't try that with me again.
Pistol whipping me. Why don't you fight fair?
Because I like to win, that's why. Now, where's the gold?
You horse thief. You're not going to get any gold that's in this house.
Stop yapping, Pop. Get the stuff for me. Never mind. I bet it's in that little safe over there.
This safe's locked, and I'm not going to open it.
Oh, I think maybe you will.
Now, I know I won't open it. Not if you kill me.
Mr. Mayor, maybe you just signed your death warrant.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to get a little action, Mayor, by pulling the trigger.
How much farther to the mayor's house, Bill?
Not too far, Jingles. I just hope we get there before that road agent does.
Oh, I think you're worrying too much. How do we know he's headed there?
When Jim Jackson was telling us about the gold, this bushwhacker was hiding in the trees not 50 feet away. You can hear a long way when it's quiet out here.
Well, we'll find out pretty soon.
Look, Jingles, here comes a rider.
Yeah, he's sure lathering his horse, too.
You're wrong, Jingles. He isn't. She is.
You mean that's a girl?
Sure is, and from the looks of that long yellow hair, I'd say it was Sally Martin.
Well, who's Sally Martin?
Ed Martin's daughter. He's the mayor. Rain up there. Ho, Buckshot.
Ho, ho, Joker, ho.
Hello, Sally.
I'm Jingles.
You never met my deputy, Sally.
Hello, Jingles. Bill, come quick. Dad's in trouble.
I thought so. Let's go, Buckshot.
Get along, Joker. Get along. You heard what Bill said.
You sure start in a hurry when somebody asks for help, Bill. You don't even know what's wrong.
Now, I've got a good hunch. A stranger came to your house and tried to get some gold that your dad's keeping for Jim Jackson.
How'd you know that?
We ran into the same stranger just after he'd finished working Jim over.
Oh, was Jim hurt?
Well, not too much, ma'am. He's got a little bullet crease in his side. He's coming along on his burro.
This stranger seemed all right until he suddenly pulled a gun. Dad tripped him and I ran to get help. I'm afraid of what he might have done to Dad, Bill.
What did he look like?
He was tall and dark. Said his name was Duke Daniels.
Duke Daniels?
Yeah, that's the man we came out here to get, ain't it, Bill?
Sure is. If he's after that gold, your dad's in real trouble. Let's go faster, Buckshot. Come on.
Move out, Joker. Go, boy. Bill smells trouble. Ha, ha, ha!
late.
I don't see a horse around. Maybe Daniels has left.
Probably has. But I'm worrying about the mayor first. Ooh, but
whoa, whoa, whoa.
They were in bad study. Just inside the door.
Take it easy, Sally. We'll soon know what's happened.
Doggone, I'm having trouble keeping up.
It's right through here. Dad.
Steady now. He's been pistol whipped.
Well, now, what kind of a skunk would do that to a nice old man?
Is he dead, Phil?
Yeah, I don't think so. I thought Daniels might have shot him.
Well, I smell powder smoke, though. There's been some shooting in here.
Look, the safe.
That's it. Daniels shot the lock clear off of it and cleaned it out.
Oh, we're too late. But I'm worried about Dad more than the gold right now.
He's breathing all right, Zolly. Get some water and a clean cloth. We'll fix him up.
All right, Bill. I'll be right back.
She sure is a good, steady gal, ain't she?
One of the best, Jingles.
Yeah, pretty, too.
Jingles, while I'm working on the mayor, take a look around outside and see if you can find which way that snake headed.
Sure, Bill. We going after him?
As soon as we can. He might water the horses, too. We may be riding for quite a while.
Okay, I won't be long.
I've got the things for Bill, Jingles. You going out?
Oh, just going to take care of the horses and have a look around.
Well, the watering trough's right out by the barn.
Thank you, Sally. Yeah, it's nice and peaceful out here. You'd never know all this stuff had been happening. Hi there, Joker. I'll just take you and Buckshot out and get you a drink. Might have some riding to do. Yeah, you two don't know what's going on, do you? Oh, you do, huh? Well, I guess you should. You've carried Bill and me after varmints just as mean as this Daniels critter. You get tired and thirsty just like we do, and you get shot at like we do, and when we catch him, Bill and me get all the credit. Well, seems like there ought to be something for horses like you two. Oh, is that right? You don't want the credit. All you want is a drink and some hay. Well, here's a watering trough. You just help yourself, and I'll step into the barn and see if I can rustle you some alfalfa. Gee, sure is a big barn. Great big hay loft up there. Hey!
Freeze, Pat boy, and get those hands up.
Oh, so you're still here.
Shut up, and come on inside where I can keep a good bead on you.
And what if I don't?
I'll fill you full of lead. Then I'll gun down that partner of yours and the girl when they come running out to see what happened to you.
Well, now, maybe we can just spoil that little plan.
Mm-hmm. Try it, and you're a big, fat corpse.
Now, you stop calling me fat. Bill! Bill!
Shut up!
Bill!
Down here on the ranch, Wranglers, most all of the cowpokes have a nickname of some sort or other. Names like Tex, Utah, Curly, or Slim. And say, Slim, how long have you had that nickname?
Why, Charlie, I've been called Slim for so long that I can't even hardly remember what my real name is. Down at the bunkhouse, we got a nickname for most everything.
Yeah, so they told me. I hear you fellas have got a nickname for Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yep. When we cowboys get to gabbing about Kellogg's Rice Krispies, it goes by the name of Snap, Crackle, Pop. Take, for instance, when the fellas head out for some breakfast, it's always, let's go grab us a bowl of Snap, Crackle, Pop. And, Charlie, there ain't a soul down in the bunkhouse that don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Slim, I guess when people talk about Kellogg's Rice Krispies, they just naturally think about Snap, Crackle, Pop. Why, it's just as natural to think about Rice Krispies that way as it is for Rice Krispies to start sounding off with Snap, Crackle, Pop when you pour a little milk or cream on them. And if you sprinkle a few berries or put a few slices of banana over them, you've got yourself a feast fit for a king. Now, why don't all you Wranglers start tomorrow morning with a bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Just make sure you got a box on hand. When Jingles stepped into the barn of the mayor's ranch, he found the outlaw Duke Daniels hiding in the hayloft, gun in hand. As Jingles yelled for Bill and ducked, Daniels fired. And back in the house, Bill heard the shots.
Bill, that's Jingles. He yelled for help.
Not for help, Sally. When Jingles hollers like that, it's to warn me. You stay here and keep out of the way.
Be careful, Bill.
I will.
Look out for him, Bill! He's in the hayloft!
Cover me, Jingles. I'll get to that tree.
I'll make him keep his head in. stick his head out now. How are we going to get up there and get him, Bill?
I don't know. Take a look in the door and see where he is.
All right. Hey, that one went right through my hat. You trying to get my ears shot off?
I didn't expect you to really look in. I just wanted him to think you were going to do so I could run across to you.
Yeah, well, next time, say what you want. Now that you're here, what's next?
Well, we've got all this bailed hay to protect us. We should be able to find some way to get to him.
I can hear you, Hickok. Try coming up here after me, and it'll be the last thing you'll ever do.
We'll get you eventually, Daniels. We've got more ammunition, and we got more time than you have. You ducked right into a trap.
I've gotten out of tighter traps than this one.
How you gonna do it?
I'll show you how.
They only shoot at our horses.
Yeah, they're tied to the trap. They can't get away.
You yellow coyote, cut that out.
Both of you go back in the house and give me a chance to make a break, or I'll kill them two nags of yours.
Jingles, grab that rope and start pulling me up to that hayloft.
You mean with that pulley thing that lifts up the hay?
Yeah, and keep talking to him.
Well, how about it? I didn't hear any answer.
We'll give you an answer in a minute.
I want an answer right now, or it's two dead horses.
All right, you win.
How do we know you'll let us get to the house?
You'll have to take your chances, Hickok.
I've got my foot in the hook, Jingle. Start pulling.
Okay. You'll probably shoot us in the back when we're halfway there. I think maybe we'll just wait and smoke you out.
It's too bad you said that, fat boy. Too bad for those horses of yours.
Hey, I don't mind you shooting at us, but horses can't fight back.
Yeah, what do I care? The next shot won't be close. It'll be plumb center. Hey, what's that noise?
That's just us moving around. We're going, Daniel. You can have all the stats you want.
And now you're making sense. How about you, Hickok? Hickok, where are you?
Stick your head out and see for yourself where he is.
You're not catching me with that trick. What's going on out there? Hickok!
Here I am, Duke.
Oh, my hand!
There goes your gun.
I'll get you for that.
I don't see how without that Colt in your hand. But if you want to try it, here goes my gun into the haystack.
Okay, Marshal. I'd like nothing better than to beat you down with my bare hands.
Here's your chance.
Coming up!
Here's one for Jim Jacks.
Here's one for Button.
And here's one for the mayor.
Here's one for...
And here's two for Buckshot and Jumper.
Bill, you dropped.
Yeah, he'll wake up, Jingles. You can take him on into town.
Well, it'll be a pleasure to haul that varmint off to jail. Anybody who's mean to old men and horses about as low as he can get.
Don't let him escape on the way, Jingles.
Don't worry, Bill. If he should slip away from me, I'll just tell Joker that this is the skunk that was shooting at him. That horse of mine will run him down if he tries to hide in a prairie dog hole.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us, folks. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Right, Guy. And we've got a pip of a story for you called Blind Trail. You won't want to miss it, really.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
It's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Nancy Shields, Fred Howard, Joe Duvall, and Tom Holland. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok rides a blind trail. Now, this is Charles Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Thank you.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.